morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Pass Bomb. It's 9 a.m. Central on Monday, February 28th, 2022. Here are the headlines to start your day. Starting today, masks are optional in all university facilities besides spaces in which instruction takes place, like classrooms and labs. Mask optional spaces include Norris, libraries, residence halls, and athletic facilities. These guidelines will be in place at least until the end of winter quarter. The relaxing of rules comes as Illinois and Chicago lift their mask mandates and in indoor spaces. In Evanston, masks are optional in all spaces besides those with vulnerable populations such as public transportation and healthcare facilities. A report found mishandling by city officials of sexual misconduct, harassment, and abuse of seasonal lifeguards at Evanston City beaches. In the summer of 2020, a group of anonymous young female employees released a petition detailing a culture of sexism, harassment, and sometimes criminal sexual misconduct at their job. However, the City Human Resources Department chose not to investigate the allegations and withheld the information from elected officials. Since the report was published, the Parks Director, Parks Assistant Director, City Manager, and Recreation Manager have resigned. President Biden named Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as his nominee for the Supreme Court following Justice Breyer's retirement announcement. Judge Jackson is unique because, if confirmed, she would be the first Black woman to sit on the Supreme Court and the first justice since Thurgood Marshall to have worked as a public defender. Although no Republican support is required for Judge Jackson's confirmation, the three Republican senators who voted for her appointment to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals last year may continue their support. All eyes remain on Ukraine as the Russian military continues their invasion. Most recently, the U.S. announced that it would freeze assets of the Russian central bank. This comes after Western nations restricted access to some Russian banks to SWIFT, a global banking system. These sanctions have led to the ruble, the Russian currency, dropping to a value worth less than 1 U.S. cent. As a result, inflation will likely rise rapidly in Russia, hurting all members of the Russian economy. In terms of military action, Ukrainian officials have accused Russian forces of launching rockets into a residential neighborhood in Kharkiv. Kharkiv is Ukraine's second-largest city, and dozens of civilians are reported killed from the attack. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Pass Bomb. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnur.news. You can also listen to these stories during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.